So I'm hearing you all talk in a different way from the brothers that I deal with on an ongoing basis. I've been in South Carolina for 30 years. I've been going in and out of those prisons for 30 years. And one of the questions that I don't hear you all dealing with is the role of society and how society contributed and the environment. One of the in which we live and what human behavior is criminal and certain penalties and sentences are meted out. For instance, in South Carolina, you walk up in a 7-Eleven with a knife or a gun, that's an automatic 7 years. But, you know, Michael Jackson's doctor, and he's like 4 years, and they talk about he's gonna have 1 year house arrest. There's a certain, if you all don't feel it, I certainly feel it, a sense of unfairness about that. In this country, the number of prison beds are projected based on who can and cannot read by the end of the second or third grade. Yep. I feel a sense of outrage about that. And so while I think that a part of it has to do with the decisions and the choices that we make in our lives, and not but, and another part of it has to do with choices that are made for us. And I think that we have a duty to begin to deal with the whole thing, especially when we're talking to young people, because they're right. Just young. They ain't necessarily, they may even be crazy, but they don't mean they're stupid.
That's right. Right.
So I think that I challenge us to be more holistic in our analysis and in our the solutions that we propose. You know, we can't celebrate the military. You know, that's rape, robbing, and pillaging the planet. And then you gonna complain about some kid who, on a much smaller scale, is doing exactly the same thing. It's a problem with that whole kind of, it ain't even a value system, that kind of insanity. And to expect a sane result out of it. So I'm really moved by this whole experience. It's humbling. It raises some questions, causes me to raise some questions with myself and how I manage my sessions and my relationships with the brothers. It's been hard as hell getting into a women's prison. I mean, hopefully I'm going to be able to use this as a way to get in. But I think that we have to be honest. We have to be completely honest about the fact that prisons are big business. Prisons have to do with social controls, it has to do with white supremacy, it has to do with male domination, patriarchy. It's much more complex than just having made a bad decision or being run with the wrong crowd. And I think that we if we're gonna turn this around, if we're gonna build the kind of movement that is necessary to take those fuckers apart brick by brick, then it means that we're gonna have to build communities. Thank you.